This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But let's get to a little game more fact or fiction. And we start with Kevin Stefanski from his press conference earlier today when he was asked if he's bothered by quarterback questions.
People are interested in our game. It's the NFL. That's the beauty of what we do. Everybody's interested in what we're doing. What it speaks to, I think the question speaks to, is competition. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about. If we're competing for a job like we are at certain positions, that's all in the spirit of what our game is about.
Okay, I'm going to say fact.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was true.
Yeah, the reason why, and if you heard the full answer on it, like he went into how basically all he cares about is that people still care about the game and what's interesting within the game. And so, like, is he bothered about answering a million quarterback questions? Sure, that I think everybody would be. But the idea that he understands the bigger point, that it's such a crazed NFL fandom that we care about OTA throws and everything that accompanies that, and that's why he makes millions of dollars a year, that was awareness to me. So that's why I believe it was fact.
No, he totally gets annoyed. This is fiction.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
Yeah, Kevin, it's weird. Like, Kevin's really, I think Kevin understands the litany of questions that he's going to get. By about the third Shador question, or the third, you serious, Clark, about this quarterback room, you can tell it gets a little annoyed.
But and, he knows that's part of the gig. Well, like, that's what this is.
But I think my point is, like, this idea of, it's good for football. It just means people are interested. Yeah, you can say that as a generality. It doesn't stop him from getting really irritated at the media when they ask him these questions. And try being
hockey for a second. You'd kill to have someone care as much, anywhere close to as much as we care about Browns OTA quarterbacks.
Do you think anybody in the NFL thinks about the pie in the sky existence that they have? No.
I wonder if Kevin does, because again, his dad was around the NBA for so many years, and at times that his dad was in the NBA, they were hungry for some eyeballs as well. So, like, I think he's got a great recognition for him not only choosing the right sport to fall in love with, but the idea that it's just, like, not only does he have millions upon millions based off of being a head coach, but a lot of the reason why he has that is because he has to answer all these quarterback questions ad nauseum.
Next up on Fact or Fiction, guard Joe Bitonio spoke today and was asked about what role or whether or not the quarterback room played part in his return this year instead of retirement.
You know, I already had, obviously, a relationship with Joe Flacco. We bring him back. Kenny Pickett, from everybody I've talked to, he's just a guy that wants his chance, and he's hungry to prove that he can play in this league. Then you draft two young quarterbacks. So I think the quarterback room, like, we have four guys that are going to compete that we want to put the best guy out there.
Yeah, this is total fiction. There's no way. If they had told him when he decided to come back, it's going to be Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookies, I doubt he actually would have come back unless the quarterback room just didn't matter. Either way, it's fiction. Either they didn't really understand. Maybe they thought it was going to be Kirk Cousins. Maybe they left it nebulous. Or when they told him, he thought, well, I'm coming back either way because I just want to play, because last year cannot be the exclamation mark at the end of my career.
I'm going to say fiction.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
And so it's nice. Now I've gone fact and fiction, so I did not go seven straight of what I thought I was going to go, which is awesome for me. But the point is...
I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. I was really worried about that. I was really worried. The point is that Joel is either here for... it's either money or boredom. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's not for the quarterbacks.
I really do think Joel came back this year because he felt he didn't get the best crack at it last year. One, he does still make good money.
Not going to get a great crack at it this year either.
No, I think
if
he's healthy.
From an individual standpoint, sure, but from a team standpoint.
Okay, so I don't want to say this because it might sound bad about Joel. I don't mean it that way. I can understand if a guy who's had a borderline Hall of Fame career thought, I can do better than the way last year went. I hate it. I think it's apparent that the offensive line guys didn't buy what they were trying to do last year. Let me go out in the system, in the wide zone scheme. Let me go out there and get back to who I am so I can feel like so I can lift my head up saying I left on a high note.
Yeah, I think it's more about the $14 million or the idea that he just looked around and said, well, if I retire, maybe I can come back, maybe I can't. But at 45 and 55 and 65, I won't ever be able to. And so I'll squeeze out one more year.
Moving back to Kevin Stefanski in his press conference where he was asked about the players continue to harp on, hey, we're going back to what we used to do. We're going back to 2021. We're going back to 2023. We're going back to, you know, not 2024. And here's what Kevin had to say on that matter.
It's so hard for me because I've never put labels on our offense. It always, at the end of the day, is a Cleveland Browns offense. And whatever you want to call it, you can call it. We're going to hang our hat on based on the guys that we have available to us. But what you call it, what it ends up looking, I think all of that right now is a work in progress because we're adding new players and seeing how they fit.
Fact.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was true.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job on BNP, like kind of explaining how anyone's scheme, it just evolved so much. And he went back to some of the schemes, even like the Eagles used in the early 2000s, and how different you can call that one scheme now. But even if you called it something back then, it just evolves the way that the NFL evolves. And whether he actually does it or not is a different story, but I do believe in his heart of hearts that he feels like his own scheme has been a constant evolution.
Biggest fiction there's ever been.
I knew
our lie detector
that.
Test determined your answer was a lie.
If you built your offense around the talent you've had, you would have abandoned some of those basic principles that you've had your entire career when you traded for Deshaun Watson. There's nothing wrong, by the way. And by the way, it's not going to literally look exactly the way it is in 2020 or 2023 because the game has changed. But the core principles of power run game, wide zone scheme. I'll say the shorter passing game, which sets up. The on schedule throws. Like those are the principles of Kevin's offense. So might there be different wrinkles that you put in there? Might you have more trick plays, or might you you're 60% run now, and you used to be 52% versus 4%. Sure. But the brass tacks of what you do and what you like to do, that really hasn't changed for Kevin until last year, and it was an unmitigated disaster.
I think when he was asked that, I think he's talking about the finite details, the little things that you're saying. Like you're saying take a bigger picture approach, go more broad. I think he's playing inside the weeds in that conversation.
And I think it's a convenient way of looking at it. I think last year was a reminder, hey, we had something that worked. The players we had didn't fit what we used to work. We tried to do what worked for them, but it doesn't work for me. Kevin is comfortable with his whoopee. His whoopee is his offense, and his whoopee are those big picture principles. And so when I say that this is fiction, this is the right move. You failed. It was a galactic failure that led to last season and the changes you tried to make. This season should be bring it back to who we were. It doesn't mean it's going to suddenly work out overnight. You are moving out of quicksand given you're coming off 3-win seasons. But this at least might give you a chance. All right, next up, Joe Bitonio gives his thoughts on the approach of new O-line coach Mike Bloomgren and what might be working for him.
You know, the O-line coach needs to be a for like return. You need that, like... You need that, you know, and it kind of rubs off on the guys. And he's been great. I think he's developing the young guys, trying to get them work. And he's like, oh, you could play for 4 more years. And I was like, all right, we're talking a little crazy now. But so far, so good.
I agree. Really, really detailed coaches who happen to be bleeps on the offensive line. You got a lot of doughboys up there, all right? A lot of like gentle giants end up playing on the offensive line. It's why Bill Callahan, despite being a you-know-what, got the best out of guys. Because that position specifically, if you don't have nastiness in you, you need to find some nastiness because it's the only way you end up being any damn good.
Yeah, I'll say fact as well.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was true.
Yeah, offensive linemen are just different breeds. And so I think they have to be approached differently than other positions, especially skill position players. So I'll buy into it. I also think there was a not-so-subtle shot at Andy Dickerson in there. And I think maybe that's what he's going after.
All right, final one on fact or fiction. Kevin Stefanski on whether he likes his quarterback room.
I like all four of our guys in the room that are competing. And you know, obviously having Deshaun in there is awesome because he's been a great help to the young guys, help to the veterans as we sit in there. I've said this, it's been really, really fun sitting in there with, you got really three vets all at different parts of their career. We got two young guys in there that are just sponges and listening.
It's obviously fiction.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
You don't even have to
answer what I had. Come on.
All right. Can I tell you why he loves Deshaun being there? Because he knows he's not going to be on the field this year. I think he does like the
four
guys.
You think he loves all four quarterbacks?
Loves is a heavy load. But do I think he likes the quarterbacks in the room? Yes.
Yeah, wait, did absolutely. He say like or did he say love?
Play it back.
Yeah, play it back.
I like all four of our
only
guys
like.
In the room.
Only like. Yep. That is a like, not a love.
And I think he likes Deshaun. It's like when you break up with somebody and you know you're better off without them, and maybe they're better off without you. It wasn't them. It was you, right?
How did he get back to the four quarterback branding of it all, though? And you notice how he mentioned Deshaun afterwards. Do you think that was an in-the-moment slip-up and then him trying to cover it up? Or do you think he's just like, no, screw that. I'm going to go back to saying four quarterbacks.
I think, by the way,
I consulted the NFLPA. I can say four instead of five.
I think this is fact. I think our boy is maybe just playing a little bit with math there, but no, I do think he likes the four quarterbacks that are actually competing for this job.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
It's the opposite of what I said, Mac. All right, final tally. Quality control is great here. The final tally here. Three facts, two fictions for JP. Strike that, reverse it.
The game within the game.
Two facts, three fictions. For myself, who do you agree with, who do you disagree with, and the boldest plan to reshape the Cavs yet on 92.3 The Fan. It was the insiders, and it was Donovan Mitchell and a couple Lakers firsts to Dallas. The Cavs get the number one pick, Javon Carter, Gabe Vincent, Maxi Kleber, PJ Washington, and Daniel Gafford. The Lakers get Jared Allen, and then the Bulls get Dalton Knecht, Caleb Martin, and a couple second-rounders from the Cavaliers. What's wild about this is somehow the Lakers give up the most while they really only get Jared Allen back in return.
Yeah, but Jared Allen is exactly what they need. There's a reason why Jared Allen's been linked to the Lakers the entire time. I'm thinking about Flagg, Mobley, and Garland as your new trio, though.
I really struggle with this, man.
It's just because you don't like Cooper Flagg.
So it's not I don't like. I've really, in the NBA, they're just, I know that there are unique circumstances. Like when Wemby comes along, it's a no-brainer.
And he's not Wemby. Like we need to acknowledge
that.
Well,
I think that, but like when LeBron comes along, I get it. It's a no-brainer, even though that was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wasn't a no-brainer because of LeBron versus Carmelo. I don't think that's what Cooper Flagg is. Like, and now granted, some of these are in jest, but the Ringer has their player comps. Jason Tatum, very good. Nicki Batum, less good. Sean Marion, okay, but maybe not number one pick, okay. Andre Kirilenko, definitely not number one pick, okay. And then The number one is Scottie Pippen. And I even think that is a little aggressive because Scottie, part of what made Scottie...
We did hear a lot of Scottie Pippen comps at one point.
Scottie was just, I mean, I think people have forgotten that Scottie was...
Scottie was really good.
An elite defender.
Yeah.
A point forward... And he could do everything. Like, Scottie really could have been. I honestly think Scottie's one of the most slept-on players of the last 50 years in the NBA. Scottie, if he had been traded to New York with Patrick Ewing, he would have been the best player on a championship team.
And ask Scottie. He'll tell you that he would have been, too. He's very vocal about how being an MJ shadow basically cost him the chance of being a generational player in his own right.
And Michael's very vocal that Scottie belongs in his shadow.
Yeah. You see how this works? And then you have to count the 1 year that MJ, you know, went and played baseball. It didn't cost the Bulls a lot of wins.
So I just continue to look back at this. And listen, Dallas isn't going to do it, even though Nico Harrison is an absolute nutball and maybe a little bit of a dope. Because you can't say, we're going to build this thing around defense, and then Donovan's the guy that you bring in. And you can't trade Luka Doncic and then pass up on a player that everyone's very excited about.
So more importantly, how does, and again, this is never going to happen, but this is the fun part about radio and really summertime right now, but like how would Kyrie Irving and Donovan Mitchell play along with each other?
Well, I think that maybe Kyrie doesn't opt in then. Maybe Kyrie goes elsewhere.
Well, all right, because I was talking for months about the idea that Kyrie would opt out and then go to New York, but I had that like 3 months ago that was going to happen. I don't know, though. I don't know. I can't get inside Kyrie's brain. Nobody's been able to get inside Kyrie's brain.
But I don't think it's happening from the Mavericks side.
The injury he had, so he would have to, because you'd think then he would, Donovan would play the point, and then he would just wait until Kyrie got back, and then he'd slide over to the two.
I think so. But from the Cavs side.
But you present some of the very similar problems that the Cavs already have is the point.
Well, I mean, Kyrie is kind of a bigger, more injury-prone version.
He's much better, but you're basing your entire team around then, the two-guard setup.
And Anthony Davis.
That the Cavs have basically abandoned already.
And I do think, like, a Scottie Pippen type would be a really fascinating, meaning somebody that can do everything you need to do, plus back up the point guard here, and being another facilitator, and also being an elite perimeter defender. So the problem is, I just don't buy into Cooper Flagg, and I don't know this is the year that that's the kind of trade. Like somebody earlier had said, this feels like Ron Harper for Danny Ferry. I think that's a little heavy, but it does feel like a top 15 player for maybe a top 25 player. And that's if Cooper stays healthy and maxes his capability in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bigger question would be, would Cavs fans be cool with the idea of, if you think Evan Mobley's not quite there yet, it's not putting it on pause, but it's putting it on ice, essentially, for a year or two to then give off bigger returns a couple years down the road. And I just don't know that many Cavs fans right now would buy into that, because I think you're going for the immediacy, because we live in that type of world right now.
And I also think Donovan is a superstar name. Having been in the NBA for 8 or 9 years now, and it's really tough to walk away from that cachet. I guess I would say, from the idea standpoint, which is proven elite star gets traded for younger star with upside, but that has to grow into it. I think the number one reason why this would be something the Cavs should at least consider, even though I wouldn't do it personally, is because it allows you to reset your window.
Right.
And all of your three best players would be 25 or under. And I think Darius and Evan have grown enough where they can carry the team going forward as you wait for that third player to come up to speed for where you are.
Meanwhile, the Mavs then would have like a 1-2 year window to try to win everything.
Yeah. And I think that's like getting back to our conversation earlier. The reason why Donovan can't be untouchable is he's 28 going on 29. He cannot be untouchable. And you factor in the contractual side of things and what you're going to have to pay him. Listen, you want to be a year ahead of Donovan as opposed to the same thing with Kyrie, by the way. You want to be a year ahead on these guys than a year behind. Because if you're a year behind, and the NBA being a year behind, meaning a guy is over the hill, maybe he ends up having injury problems, and this happens with small combo guards and point guards all the time in the NBA.
Yeah.
Being a year behind on that means that you're stuck with that guy for 4 years. It instantly would go from best contract in the NBA, you're getting every cent out of that deal, to you can't win because of that contract. Listen, Donovan's such a tough dude, and he's built more on strength than he is on speed, that I think that'll buy you some production out of him. But when these dudes' knees go, they go.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out when the downfall of Donovan Mitchell and his career will be, because I think we've gone maybe to an extreme here where it's like at 29 and 30, he's still going to be good. It's, but you got to worry more about 32, 33, 34. And then even within today, I mean, today we're seeing all these different stars push it as far as they possibly can. I'm trying to map it out in my head to where and at what point the Cavs really have to start to panic about his age. We're just not quite there yet, though.
I just want to get to a point where, whether it's with Darius or Donovan or Darius and Donovan together, you don't ever have to operate out of panic.
Well, that's one thing that, okay, well, panic's going to be there regardless, because until you win a title, it's just going to be there.
Well, no, when I say panic, I mean you're stuck, not because of, well, you're in the second apron, or because of this, that, you're stuck because of age and injury. And Donovan is close enough that there just has to be trades out there you'd consider. And again, I can't think of a lot. I mentioned the Jaylen Brown, who's a year younger, but Jaylen Brown for Donovan trade that would maybe work. But I do think, like, to this continued notion in the report from Fedor at Donovan's untouchable. Yeah, I think if the Cavs are really thinking about their future with Evan, because what I don't want to have happen is you trade, and I said this earlier, you trade Darius to get a better fit around these guys. A year from now, Donovan goes, you know, I love Cleveland, I'd love to be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you've got one elite level skill player.
It's a disaster, yeah.
And if you're thinking 3 years ahead, and that's how rosters are built, you should be building in three-year increments.
And without Donovan, Darius becomes much more appetizing, by the way.
Yes, no, 100%. Like, I think the way that you can protect Donovan as a scorer, as a facilitator, defensively, the way you can protect him is the same way you can protect Darius.
Yeah.
Which is by size and shooting and athleticism on the perimeter.
Yeah. Why Cooper Flagg can be brought into this discussion is because there's so much intrigue and there's upside attached to it there. And I just don't know that the Cavs will be able to find anybody that would be in that same realm. Like, I like your Jaylen Brown one. I like you bringing him up. I wouldn't do it, but I like you bringing him up just because it's the only one that is in. And I don't even know if that's necessarily a fair one-for-one even, because Donovan just made top five MVP. He was all NBA first team this year. Like, he's at heights that Brown just isn't at right now.
And with Brown, you're going to have to take on a little more money long-term, which would mean Boston would have to help facilitate a third team to get both teams under the luxury tax. So it would probably be like Donovan and maybe Okoro or Strus, with Strus or Okoro going to a third team, then Boston sending a second player onto that third team, and then draft assets going there to eat up some cap space.
It's going to be interesting. The way we're talking, though, I really do think we're headed towards a summer that could bring us basically anything. So we're ruling Evan Mobley out.
Yeah. That's the only untouchable.
If you actually got like a text notification to your phone and was like, Donovan Mitchell traded, what's your reaction? Are you shocked?
Reaction in the dog segment at 5:40. It would take the wind out of my sails, and then I would regroup.
As quiet as you get, by the way, in that dog segment.
And I would regroup and say, all right, what did we get for him? I don't know why I said regroup, like regroup, but I'd regroup.
You'd regroup. Terry Francona.
Voter. Got to regroup.
Okay.
Hosey.
What kind of fish would you like?
Regrouper.
I'll take the regrouper.
This is a problem. We've been working long enough together now that you're laughing at my bad jokes. And don't encourage those. But no, so where are we going with this?
I'm stuck on regrouper.
What's your reaction?
I'm stuck on regrouper.
Regrouper.
I'd be floored. I'd be as shocked as shock gets if they traded Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, it would. So let me put it this way: you could not trade. The number one thing is you could not trade Donovan for the kind of trade that you gave to Utah. You would need,
no, not at all.
Because you would need
picks do nothing for us.
You would need like a Jalen Green coming back, and I don't think they would make that trade. But you would need like that kind of thing where it's like, all right, this kid is maybe a top 50 player now, and he's got the ability to be a top 25 player or a top 15 player. He's just a year or two away from that.
Yeah, but my thing is with Donovan, and this is the part of the Cooper Flagg discussion that just kind of throws me, is that if I'm trading Donovan, I need at least 5 to 15 best player in the NBA in return. But I don't know that Cooper Flagg is going to get there. We just don't know that. Like he was a very, very good college basketball player. It doesn't mean he's going to be a very, very good NBA player.
Yeah, no. So we're correct in that I would not trade him for somebody in this draft. And I think that's another where I just draw the line and say, yeah, if it was Wemby, we'd all feel differently. But it's not Wemby. It's Cooper Flagg.
It's not Wemby. Yeah,
and
exactly. They're trying to make it seem like he's Wemby.
So I don't know if I got to this. I want to circle back to it. I hate that it's just Cooper and it's just decided he's been the number one pick. It was decided the second they got the pick. That's,
well, yeah, Dallas already said we're doing that, and that's it.
I just,
they didn't do any draft recon or any of that. Because it's not like they knew they were getting the number one pick.
Yeah.
They had such a low percentage chance of getting it, and then it was so funny to me because within 24 hours, then it's like, yeah, all right, we've made up our mind. We're taking Cooper Flagg. But could you imagine? I mean, Nico Harrison is already dogged on as much as anybody I can ever remember being dogged on that's in charge of making these trades and such.
I mean, Bogdanovich, dog-dong? Dog-don.
He just told us not to laugh at that, Max. He just told us not to laugh at that. He said, don't support his bad jokes. So now we should probably just stalemate him here.
But I think my point is, Ben Simmons was he's going to be the first pick in the draft. And then things happened after that. DeAndre Ayton was an unquestioned first pick in that draft. Then came Luka Doncic and Trae Young.
Yeah, but now is not the time for Nico to try to outsmart the room.
Oh, no, I'm talking about in terms of, I'm already a little leery when the rest of the NBA goes, oh, that's the number one pick. Don't even have the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm a little leery on the NBA's ability to land that successfully.
I'm just happy we don't have the Wemby draft where outside of Wemby, in when they made those selections, it's like we never heard of half of these guys.
216-474-0092. So ESPN put together prospective trades for the number one pick, and one of them centered on Donovan Mitchell going to Dallas and Jared Allen going to L.A. I think that's the other part, is it's not just Cooper Flagg, and it won't just be seen as Cooper Flagg for Donovan, it's Cooper Flagg for Donovan and Jared Allen. That's a lot. That would be half your core four for a kid that I'm not sold on and a kid who we'll see who he is 5 years from now.
But don't worry, we got Gabe Vincent back.
Daniel Gaffords.
Yeah, there we go.
DJ Washington. Huh? Now we're just saying names. Gabe Vincent.
That's what they did to us. That's what this trade did to us.
Would you want the Cavs to consider trading Donovan Mitchell for the number one pick, in case you missed it? Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.